Hey everybody, it's Steph. This is episode 10 of A Little Bit of Steph. And I'm gonna call this one, My Bite is Sometimes Bigger Than My Bark. So, I wasn't planning on making this video, but just different things have been happening and I was just honestly lost in my own thoughts and decided that I would share a little bit with you and hopefully encourage you to be nice to each other. So basically, I guess the reason I'm calling it My Bite is Sometimes Bigger Than My Bark is because sometimes we don't realize that our words can be so harmful to someone else. And in the heat of the moment, when we're all stuck at home alone, sometimes it's easy to bite and then regret later. So. And it kind of makes me think of this little video that has been floating around social media since all of this COVID-19 stuff started happening. And it's of like two little dogs, and it says, my aunt shared it, and so I don't know if she said this or if it was what came with the video, but it said, quarantine couples. And then the dogs like are doing their own thing, and then they attack each other, and then they start going back and doing their own thing. So my husband and I literally laughed at that because it's true. Not that that's okay, that, you know, bickering and arguing, but sometimes when you're going on, Alexa, what is today's date?
Today is Thursday, April 9th.
I didn't even know the date. Today is April 9th. My husband and I have been quarantined in our home since March 3rd when he lost his job. Well, since he came home that night, because he went to a job and found out it was canceled. So he had to drive back home from Georgia. So basically, we have been in the house for a really long time together. And some of you that are just getting started, woo! Hopefully this helps a little bit. So I thought we were kind of past the bulk of the arguing, and then yesterday we kind of got into it again. And that's so easy to do, I get that. Not only being quarantined in the house together, but then having to go to the store and then deciding, like, some of you may not be afraid of what's going on right now. Some of you, like us, we are concerned. We don't really know what to believe. We do believe it's real, and we are concerned for our health and our well-being. So we want to stay at home. And so going to the grocery store is a scary thing for us. Even though we made our handy dandy mask, we still are concerned. And so I guess yesterday, when it was actually time for my husband to go do our essential shopping, he had a difficult time because it was different. I mean, there's lines outside of stores and you have to stay so far apart. And then when you get in the store, you have to stay at least 6 feet apart from one another. They're only allowing so many people in the stores at a time. And when they do, they're also saying over the intercom. So like in the Publix down the road from us, it's wonderful. We are not complaining that it's this way. It's just strange and scary. So he was in the store and all the aisles are like one way only. So you have to go like a certain way. And if you miss an aisle or you forget something on an aisle, you have to like go down and then be able to like come back and do it again, because you can't go back up the aisle you just came down. And so that was difficult. He actually encountered some people in there that were refusing to follow the rules because they're like announcing it over the intercom and stuff. And so he said that those people, for example, there was an elderly lady, which he in particularly thought was interesting. She did not seem to care. She didn't have a mask on or anything, and she wasn't listening. She just was going whatever way. So she was passing my husband and, you know, was getting close to him, and it made him feel uncomfortable. So there's people out there that are afraid right now. We are one of them. There's people that are not afraid right now, and that's okay if that's the way that you feel. No one can make you feel a certain way. We're just asking for you to have courtesy for those of us who are concerned, who are afraid. And I guess it's not necessarily afraid as much as concern and trying to be cautious for our health, because it's not that we're afraid to go out. It's that we're afraid of how other people are reacting in the type of danger they could put us in. I'm immune compromised, so we really have to be careful. So anyways, he encountered that. And then also, the people that were not wearing masks were laughing at and making fun of out loud publicly the people that were wearing masks. Guys, and girls and whoever. Really? I mean, these were adults doing this. So first of all, what grade are we in? And I'm just gonna get real with you. Really. I'm not sure about you, but I've been done with middle school for a very long time. And I don't interact, you know, I don't associate with people that behave as though they are. So it honestly makes you look ignorant. It makes you look like the one that people should be making fun of. It's not those of us wearing masks that the people around you are laughing at. They're laughing at you. So stop, you know, because you might laugh now, but it might be you that ends up getting sick. It might be you that ends up getting your feelings hurt. Someone right now in this day and age, you might get physically hurt depending on who you laugh at. Be careful, be cautious, be aware. That's rare. I'm not sure if that was, I think that was a plane. Pensacola Airport, the planes fly right over our house and we barely hear planes anymore. So when we do hear them, it's like, oh my goodness. So anyways, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be real right now. Like, what is the point? What good does it do anyone for you to laugh at and mock someone for what they believe or what they feel? There is no sense in that whatsoever. I'm gonna call out some people too. Just the other day, my husband and I went to Jay, which is way out in the sticks, out in the country, and took a drive out there to my brother-in-law and my sister's home to help do some sanding because they just purchased a new home and we wanted to get out of the house and go for a drive. So we drove out there so my husband could help sand, and I sat outside and enjoyed myself resting. But when we came home, our next door neighbor was wearing a mask, and she was getting out of her car, getting groceries out, things like that, and carrying them into her home. Our elderly neighbor, who is across the street, she's really sweet, but she was laughing at and mocking the other neighbor and behind the neighbor's back. So if you want to make fun and poke fun, do it at home. Why do you have to do it out loud to hurt people? There's really no benefit to that. But she did it, and she kind of sort of in a way got caught. But she pulled us in on her mocking and was like, so where's y'all's masks at? And was kind of laughing. And then she started throwing her hands up in the air, yelling out that she was washed by the blood, so she had no reason to wear a mask or be afraid. I love God. I believe. And I also believe that he gave us common sense for a reason. And I think that we should be cautious because we are not superheroes. We are not flawless. We are not, believers is what I mean. Believers are not, protected against getting sick. So if you believe that, are you trying to say that the people that have passed away weren't Christians, weren't believers? I mean, get real. Come on. You can believe how you want to believe, but if you're going to shove it in someone's face and be ugly about it, keep it to yourself and do it at home, because there literally is no benefit. And then that only gets people like my husband and I, who are already dealing with anxiety, who I have anxiety, my husband has anxiety. So you've got two people that already deal with it, and then you've got COVID-19 on top of it, my immune deficiency on top of that. So it gives us a little bit of an extra fear there, an extra trying to be, concerned. So then you've got people laughing and mocking. Oh, yeah, that's not going to throw us into a frenzy at all. So we got into a little bit of a match because I waited in the car because I needed to get out of the house, so it's okay to take a drive sometimes. And my husband went in the store, and when he came out, he was overwhelmed by the people that were making fun, by, you know, the intercoms going off. At one point, he went to go get my vitamins, which I still don't have because he wasn't able to go through with it and get them. But he looked over in the pharmacy area and was fixing to walk in there and get my vitamins. And he looked up and saw everyone that was working there with masks and gloves. And after he had already been through the store and all the chaos of the people laughing at him and the people that didn't care that were coming close to him and, you know, all these things. And then when you're wearing those masks, I'm sure those of you that wear them know, like, you get super hot in them. So whenever you are, like walking around in the store and you're already high anxiety and that kind of thing is going on, all of a sudden you look over and you see all these, you know, pharmacy people wearing gloves and masks, and it just like full throttle hits. And so it becomes overwhelming. And at that point, it's becomes a panic attack, and you've just got to get out of there as quickly as you can. So please be cautious. Please be aware and alert of your surroundings, of the people around you, and what they might be going through right now. I'm not knocking you if you don't believe this is real. I'm not knocking you if you think it's silly for us to wear a mask. I'm just asking for you to be nice. Same goes the opposite way. I'm not sitting there mocking people who aren't wearing masks, because that's your choice. So I encourage everyone who is wearing masks to leave the people who are choosing not to alone. If you have your mask on, you keep your distance, you know, try your best to keep yourself and yours safe. You cannot always control someone else's reactions, and so trying to do that is only going to cause you to react worse coming out of that. So just try and remind everybody to be nice, choose kind. It's really scary, difficult time right now. And then I want to remind you all that when you do get upset and you say things, those things cannot be unsaid. So please be careful what you say. I've been guilty of it in the past. I've been victim of it in the past. My husband and I, we've been victim and the bad one, the instigator, whatever, of it this whole month and 9 days that we've been in this house together. It just goes back and forth, and it depends on our mood and what day it is. So I won't blame, and I won't take all the blame. But there's ways that you can get around that and try to get along a little bit more. And so all of my begging you to please be nice to each other leads up to me explaining some of the things that my husband and I have started doing to help one another not fight so hard. So one of the things that we both realize and we agree, you're taking someone, me, who loves going out and about and going dancing and listening to bands and stuff like that. I just hate sitting at home. I take that back. Sometimes I like to, but I like to on my own terms. I'm sure a lot of you understand what I'm feeling right now when it comes to that. So basically, I like to be out and about. Well, my husband does, but doesn't. And he, I guess he and I are similar in that way, but he's more of a homebody than I am by far. But regardless of that, like, he's an audio engineer. So any of you musicians out there, anyone from that industry, you get it. You are going bonkers right now, except for those of you that are able to do like the bands with the drive-in churches. I cannot wait until Monday, because my husband got a gig where he gets to go run sound for a drive-in church, and I think it'll help take a lot of out of him. So it'll help a lot. But so anyways, you're taking two of us and throwing us in a house together for a month and 9 days. Oh wait, let me go back. First of all, Nate and I see each other a couple of hours a month, 9 to 10 months out of the year. And now we've been in the house 24/7 for a month and 9 days. Other than when he goes to the store, and sometimes I'm going so nuts, I have to ride with him. So, because I can't drive. Well, I can, but he won't let me drive. So, it's a little hard, you know. So one of the things that we've talked about is that we need our space. You can say that right now without being ugly. And I mean, literally and metaphorically, it shouldn't hurt your feelings if your spouse needs a little space from you or the kids or the roommate or whatever your situation may be. A little bit of space is fine. So I dedicate so many hours a day to myself, at least 2 hours a day to myself. And that, whether that's I spend it outside talking on the phone to someone, or if I want to scroll on Facebook, which I really haven't done a whole lot lately, but you know, or in my office at my desk, writing, journaling, doing my memoir, trying to work, I'm working towards getting some gigs lined up, so hopefully that pans out really soon. So I've been spending time growing within my career, which I'll talk about that here in just a minute. So just whatever it is, you know, whatever your spare, you know, alone time is for you, find something at home that you can do. Part of mine is working out. A few months ago, my husband started working out with me, but that's not really his thing, so he didn't last a full week, and I didn't want to keep waiting on him, so I left him behind. Yeah, I did. Sorry. So that's one of the things that's my alone time that I do by myself is working out. And I like to just jump in and just go for it. And it just lets a lot of like pent up stuff inside of me flow out in a more natural, more positive way. So find that time to yourself. I guess for my husband, hey guys, or girls, anybody that likes to do yard work, do your yard work. There's so much you can do outside. You can actually put some TLC in your yard, in your house. Some things that we've been doing both together and alone, we've been doing some things on the house. We have been like doing different little touch-ups. I know we have a rental, but hey, when you get bored, you do what you have to do. This wall we recently, he in his a long time recently repainted and made it look a little better. So we're just finding whatever we can do right now to kind of keep us from being bored. Let's see, some of the stuff that we're doing together that kind of helps us, because if you sit around and watch TV too much, I think that causes a lot of one personal self's struggles and frustrations and everything. And then you combine that with more than one person, and it really just isn't healthy. So get away from the television. Just totally get away from the television. Every now and then we'll have it on, like background noise, but not typically these days. We kind of talked about that, and we both agreed there's way too much TV going on in this house right now. So we've been listening to like the Beatles, the Doors, reggae music, stuff like that. Just, you know, stuff that just puts us like in a good mood. And we just start either doing our own thing or hanging out and doing stuff together. So some of the things we've been doing together, besides listening to music, cooking. You may not have a whole lot right now to cook. We don't either. So, but there are ways that you can like still be creative and have fun with barely anything. My parents gave us some sausage when they brought us some groceries, so we were able to split that sausage between a whole lot of chili and a whole lot of red beans and rice. So for the first time ever, we made unpackaged red beans and rice out of cans of beans and a whole lot of rice, because that goes far, so we have a ton of that, and the sausage. And then we made homemade chicken and rice soup the other day. Some of the meat that my parents brought us were chicken thighs. So we boiled the chicken thighs, and then we deboned them, and we made homemade chicken broth out of it and made rice and you know, everything and combined it all together and made homemade chicken and rice soup. It was seriously one of the best homemade chicken and rice soups that I've ever had in my life, and I did not realize how easy it was to make. So simple. I want to say I got my directions right off of Alexa. Try not to say that too loud. So I think that's where we got those directions from. Most of my cooking directions these days come from her because it's just so much easier. So anyways, we've been doing that cooking. And then let's see, so there's going to be a video on the Agape Love Is Here Ministry website. What are you doing, Marble? What are you doing? What's that noise you're making? Are you okay? You alright? That's my dog, Marble. I was making some kind of weird noise, but he's big and old, so he makes weird noises all the time. But you'll see a video on the website soon. It's a very short, 5-second clip of me sewing, and then the last few seconds of me saying, oh my gosh, turn it off, I messed up. I thought I messed up, but I actually didn't. So I'm really proud of myself. The only thing that was not perfect about my mask is that it was too small. So it was child size, which in my mind worked out perfectly because I was able to leave it with my brother-in-law yesterday and give it, or not yesterday, I'm sorry, the day before yesterday. Yeah, and leave it for my niece, Maddie, she's 5. So, and he said that was so cool because she was so, even though they're not letting her like go anywhere, she's still determined to have a mask. So he said she would be really excited about that. Let's see, sewing. If you do frisbee golf normally, you know, you can go out in your yard and practice that too. That's something we can do either alone or together. Board games. We've been playing board games together. Aggravation has been the one here lately that we're playing. And we are competitive. We are. Well, I actually used to be a lot worse, but since Nate takes it so personal, I kind of honed mine down a little bit. Matter of fact, the other day, I was literally in my mind going, please let him win this one. Please let him win this one. Because he gets so mad at me that I win a lot. I have strategies, and he doesn't believe in my strategies, but my strategies help me win. So, whatever, I believe him. And so there's just different things that you can do together or apart. Try to be healthier. Another reason to keep the TV off, the news. So much negativity, so much. Like, can we not talk about some of the good stuff going on in the world? Because there's a lot of good stuff going on in the world. I'm up to two organizations and one mental health therapist, or one mental health professional, a therapist, who is working with me and my goal to make sure that no one's left behind with therapy due to COVID-19 in the Northwest Florida area. So, there's a lot of positive stuff going on in the world. It's just full of a lot of bad stuff. Just turn the TVs off. Turn them off. Try to remember. I'm saying a lot of ums. I'm just trying to remember, like, to get it all in there because there's so much stuff that's was just rolling through my mind that's kind of been going on. And I wanted to make sure that I remembered to tell you all. For those of you who are struggling with like nails, not getting your pedicures, not getting your manicures, your haircuts, I feel you. Not necessarily on the fingernail thing. My husband needs to do my toenails. He does some really cool stuff to my toenails, so maybe I'll do a blog on that one day and post some pictures up for people to see. So he does really cool, like, different designs and things like that. Very artistic. I do all kinds of stuff. My hands, I'm constantly having to wash them. I'm always getting them dirty and stuff, so it's pointless for me to get manicures. But I haven't had this long of hair since I was a kid, I think. It was almost this long maybe a couple years ago, but it's pretty long. And I'm to the point that I have literally asked my husband to cut it for me. Well, not cut it, but trim it. I'm trying to grow out my bangs. They're driving me nuts. And my hair has no layers, so it's just all kind of funky. And I feel your pain. You're not alone in that either. So for those of you guys and girls that are having those issues, if you can, if you don't have any at home, if you can, order online some like body scrubs, things like that, like conditioning. What I've been doing is I'm a firm believer in like essential oils and stuff like that. So I've been mixing together coconut oil and tea tree oil and making a homemade conditioner for my hair out of that. I haven't done it in like a week, so I probably need to do it again. Right after I do it, it's so shiny and smooth and silky and just so pretty. So you can do that, and basically you just put like a couple of, maybe a couple tablespoons of coconut oil liquefied, and maybe 12 or so drops of the tea tree oil. Mix that together really well. I've actually been using, we're sober, but our shot glasses are still coming in handy. I've been using them a lot for my different essential oils. So I've been putting those oils in a shot glass and mixing it up, and then I just use that for a conditioner. I found some body scrubs that I have that were actually still good, and I didn't even realize I still had them because I'm that out of sight, out of mind girl, where it's like Christmas sometimes when I go open my junk drawers in my closet room. So try to do that. Like, take time for yourself. I think it's always so nice. Trust me, I love to go get an actual real pedicure sometimes. Most times I look at things and I say, well, I could do this volunteer wise, or I could get a pedicure. And the fun money that I would normally use before now would go to my volunteer work, because to me that's more beneficial to me. I get more out of that than I do just going to get a pedicure or something. So I'm more about the I'll take care of myself at home so that I can go take care of other people too kind of thing. And I think sometimes for me it's good to spend that time on myself, because it's like a reminder to give myself some TLC, like I love me, so I want to spend that time on me. So maybe if you look at it like that, I know a lot of women on my Facebook have been ordering like some kind of dip gel stuff. I don't get them, so I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but I'm sure just by saying that you probably do get it. Apparently they're ordering those online and doing their nails at home themselves. It may not be looking as great, some of them it may be, but the point is, it's okay that you have to spend a little time on you. That's good sometimes. It's healthy. So maybe if you spin your mindset and kind of pull it from that direction, it won't seem like you're not allowed to get your nails or hair done. It'll seem like you just want to spend some time on you for a little while. Try to remind you again, like, I know it can feel like you're cooped up. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel like you want to But just try to be nice. Try to choose kind. Try to remember that even though you're stressed out, it's not just you. If you're in that home, like even if you're not in a home together with someone, like you're not alone. Like we're all feeling this on many levels. But if you are at home with someone, children, spouse, you know, whatever it may be, family member, roommate, try to remember that when you're feeling those ways that you want to just like they may be feeling weaker in other areas. Name calling, no. If you have to bite someone's head off, try not to call them a name, because those are the kind of things that really stick, can be painful, so don't do that. I don't know, sorry, I wasn't really planning this. Like I said, I just wanted to try to ask you to be nice. When you go to the stores, be nice to people. Don't make fun of them. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. But don't make fun of people. If you do want to wear a mask, wear it. Don't make fun of people. Don't yell at people because they're not doing what you think they should be doing. You worry about you and do what you're supposed to be doing, and then you'll be okay. But you're not going to be okay if you're running around out there screaming at people in parking lots or in stores about whether they are or are not wearing a mask. One more thing, pick up your gloves and mask off the ground. Absolutely no. That is horrible, and I feel like even though I don't have kids, I'm being a mama right now. Stop. This is our planet. This is where we have to live. That is disgusting. There are trash cans. What kind of people are you to do that? Not necessarily you, but who does that, really? This is not the way that we should be behaving. Come on, America, or the rest of the world. I mean, no matter what country you're from, are you proud to stand next to the people of your country that are walking around throwing their gloves and masks on the floor, on the ground? Are you proud to stand next to someone that's gonna laugh at another human being? Come on, guys. That is not the way we're supposed to be. Love, choose kind, bye. Oh, wait, I wanted to give you a little surprise. Marvel, come here. Come here, Marvel. Come say hello. Come here. Come say hello. Come here. I don't know if the camera can actually see us right here, but that's Marvel. Look at the camera. Aw, I love you. I'm trying to show you off. I'm trying to show you off, Mr. Handsome. Yeah. That's our sweet Marvel. He says hello. Bye.
What's she making?
Yeah, what's up,
My mask.
What up? Mario? Are you quite well?
Did you make all that so far?
I did. Well, yes and no.
Sure, yeah, wait.
That's not good. Just quit filming me because I just messed up really bad.